Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this very special edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the music and the life of Michael Jackson, both as a solo artist and as a member of the Jackson 5. So keep it right here during the next hour on Motown Memories.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Three.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Was the third in a row number one songs by the Jackson 5 featuring Michael Jackson, The One You Love, number one from 1970. Before that, ABC, The Jackson 5, number one from 70. And the very first charting song, also number one from 1969, The Jackson 5 with I Want You Back featuring Michael Jackson. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This is a very special edition of Motown Memories, and we're featuring Michael Jackson during the entire hour, both as a solo artist and as a member of the Jackson 5. Well, the Jackson 5 had already well established themselves with three number one songs in a row. The fourth one is coming up, I'll Be There, also from 1970. While Michael Joseph Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana, to a working-class family on August 29, 1958. He was the son of Joseph Walter Joe Jackson and Catherine Esther Jackson, and he was the seventh of nine children. Well, his father, Joseph, was a steel mill employee who often performed in a rhythm and blues band called the Falcons with his brother, Luther. Jackson was raised as a Jehovah's Witness by his devout mother. Well, from a young age, Michael was physically and emotionally abused by his father. And during incessant rehearsals, whippings, and name-calling, Jackson's abuse as a child affected him throughout his life. But let's remember the good times in his music. Here is the fourth number one, I'll Be There, featuring Michael Jackson, right here on Motown Memories. Thank you.
Our memories at yahoo.com. Motown. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Michael Jackson on his own after leaving the Jackson 5 by this time. That was Rockin' Robin reaching number 2 from 1972. Before that, a number 4 tune from 71, Got to Be There. And we started with the last Jackson 5 number 1 hit in a row, 4 in a row, from 1970, I'll Be There. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this entire hour, we're featuring Michael Jackson's solo hits. The next three songs to round out this half hour will be all solo songs on the Motown record label, and the next half hour will pick up all number one songs after Michael moved to the Epic record label. Well, coming up, a number one song, Ben, from the movie of the same name from 1972. Well, a little more about Michael Jackson's early life. He showed talent very early, performing in front of classmates and others during a Christmas recital at the age of 5. In 1964, Michael and his brother Marlo joined the Jackson Brothers, a band formed by brothers Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine, as backup musicians playing congas and tambourines, respectively. Michael later began performing backup vocals and dancing at the age of 8, and he and his brother Jermaine assumed lead vocals, and the group's name was officially changed to the Jackson 5. Well, the band toured the Midwest exclusively from 1966 to 1968 and frequently performed in a string of black clubs and venues, collectively known at the time as the Chitlin' Circuit, where they often opened for stripteasers and other adult acts. In 1966, they won a major talent contest of Motown hits that they did, and James Brown's song called I Got You, I Feel Good, that Michael sang. Well, Motown signed them in 1968. Here's Michael with his number one song called Ben, right here on Motown Memories.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With a friend to call my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see.
is all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
That brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured Michael Jackson as a member of the Jackson 5, and we've featured his solo major hits on the Motown record label. Well, coming up during the next half hour, we'll feature every song being a number one hit on the Epic record label. So keep it right here as we relive the life and music of Michael Jackson on Motown Memories.